Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, September 1st, 2019. Pastor Paul Talberg.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I tried to get all of you. I didn't reach all of you, I'm pretty sure, but you all have a little ping pong ball. That's because that's connected with the Bible reading that we're going to be looking at today. Now, last week we looked at bubbles, saving bubbles, and today we're looking at ping pong balls. The reason I connect those for you is so that you are able to take this and share it with somebody else. Sometimes we have a hard time opening up a conversation. You can do that by saying, oh, I got this, and then whatever it is from church today. And I just want to tell you, it's supposed to remind me of, and then tell them what it's supposed to remind you of. So today, you got a ping pong ball. I've noticed that as I gave you the ping pong balls, it brought out a somewhat energetic response in many of you, such as, are you going to duck, Pastor? On Thursday, I had someone suggest that I take my hat and just put it up here and see how many people can get it into the hat. It's not for either one of those things. It's to remind us of God's word that we're going to be looking at very soon. God's word that he said through his gospel writer. From Luke 12, 31 to 34. But seek first his kingdom, all these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out. A treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. From Luke chapter 12. That's what we're looking at today. Luke chapter 12, and he got this ping pong ball to remind you of that. Now, last time we looked at the bubbles. And bubbles are a distraction. And so they always go on, but you can't capture bubbles. But sometimes a bubble's firm like this thing, a ping pong ball, and you can capture that. You can play a ping pong tournament and you can win a trophy. Unless, of course, you break your ping pong ball. Now, if this ping pong ball was worth thousands and thousands of dollars, I would be in tears right now, right? It'd be so sad. My very precious ping pong ball. But the Lord tells us that he gives us the kingdom. He is in charge of giving us everything. The fact that you and I have hearts that are beating and got here today. The fact that our cars all worked. The fact that no one ran into you. The fact that you and I are able to walk in this morning and able to hear and understand God's word. All of those things are gifts from God. He says, do not be afraid. They might crumble. They might go away. But that's okay. Because we belong to our Heavenly Father who gives us the kingdom. The thing I like about this is when you look at the kingdom that God gives to us, and the reason why he says, do not be afraid, it happens so quietly, you sometimes miss it. When Jesus gives us such a solid assurance, He says, do not be afraid. Your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Have you noticed? That's his decision. It's not up to me. It has nothing to do with my performance. How did I do as being a pastor today? Has nothing to do with that. How did I do as being a husband today? Has nothing to do with that. How did I do as being a human being today? Has nothing to do with my performance at all. It has to do with God, our Father. Remember, we looked at that. God is our Father in heaven. And he says, I want you to understand that I am pleased to give you the kingdom. I don't work for it. I don't deserve it. He says, I'm just going to give it to you. In fact, when you look at what God says in his word, there's every reason for him not to do things. I constantly doubt him. I constantly worry. I constantly complain. Those are all sins against the very first commandment. I haven't even gotten to 2, 3, and 4. The first commandment says, God says, trust me. I am the Lord, your God. We don't do that. We worry. We complain. I can't tell you how many times I complained this week. And I'm really working hard to get that part out of my life, the complaining part, and it still comes in. It's too hot. It's too cold. Things are going too fast. Things are going too slow. We constantly complain. And you know what complaining does? It says to God, God, you're not doing the right thing in my life right now. God, you are making a mistake. I know better than you, God, and so I'm going to complain and tell you how you should do things. How wicked we are. To our heart of hearts, down to our core bones, there is nothing good in us, the scriptures say. Our wound is incurable, the scriptures say. We are rotting from the inside out. There is a cancer in our life that does not go away, for which there is no cure. And that's called sin. But the Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. That doesn't just happen with a snap of the fingers, because God is a just God, a holy God. He's the one who created those commandments so that we know that he is holy. So what did God do? What does powerful, holy God do? He set it all aside. Although he was rich beyond belief, he set it all aside and became one of us. The Virgin Mary wrapped him up in swaddling clothes, diapers, placed him in a manger, and that started his life of living perfectly for us, never complaining, always doing the right thing at just the right time, because he was on a path not to rescue himself, because he was holy. He was on a path to rescue us. So he did everything right. He went through all of his high school years without once slipping off to his mom and dad. Can you imagine that? He went through all of his high school life not saying, I know everything and you don't. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine going through your whole life long and not irritating your parents, other than the fact that you're always doing the right thing at the right time? You and I serve a perfect Savior who lived a perfect life in our place. And then comes this unbelievable love. It says here, the Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. What's that love that he gave to us? Jesus went to a cross, and every complaint and every whine that I've ever done was nailed in his hands and feet. Every time we worried and I doubted God's goodness towards me was stuck like a spear into his body. Somebody has to pay the penalty for sin. And Jesus in eternity said, I will, Father. I want them in heaven with me. And the Father said, okay. And so he poured out all of his wrath and all of his anger against every sin we've ever done on one spot on the planet, on a cross outside of Jerusalem, and he crushed his son. That's a terrible price. If I ever think that complaining is just nothing, if I ever think that lipping off to God and complaining and doubting his word is nothing. All I have to do is remember what it cost. But Jesus didn't stay dead, and that's why we're gathered here. He did not stay dead. On the third day, he had that promise to keep. The promise that I will come back to life again on the third day. And he kept that promise. And that's why we're here today. That's why the Holy Spirit gathered you today. So you would hear that good news one more time. Jesus forgives you. Doesn't matter what it was. Doesn't matter how often you've done it. Doesn't matter how big or how little people think it is. Jesus forgives you. No strings attached. He says, if you tell anyone their sins are forgiven, they are forgiven. Wow. That's the God we serve, who freely gives us all things. Now, we get attached to our ping pong balls. We can see those ping pong balls, and we get attached to those, and we forget the God who holds the basket and gives us the ping pong balls as we need them. And they're given to us so we can enjoy them, we can play around with them, we can prepare certain things for them. But this is not what saved me, not the ping pong balls. The God who gives me everything, the Father who is pleased to give me his own kingdom in Jesus Christ. And you know, that's what he says. Every believer, you are a kingdom of priests in God's house. What an awesome God we serve. In his name, so let us live this week. Amen.